Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Dirt and Sprague.
First and goal. Lawrence will keep. Lawrence will walk in. And the Jaguars lead once more. And now first and goal at the 10. ETN out of the backfield. On the edge, the cutback, the broken tackle, the touchdown for Jacksonville.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Benching is deep. Ball was blocked on the turf, picked up, and touchdown Oregon off the block punt. Lamar with a touchdown. Was that Purchase who blocked it? Wow.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader. 105.1 The Fan in the Fan Sports Network. Happy holidays, everybody. Hello. Happy Monday.
What is happening?
I see you're in the spirit today, huh?
I got my Jolly St. Nick's on over here.
Yeah, you do.
Ready to go. Santa Dirt's fired up, baby.
Got to jollies off for the first five drives of that football game, didn't we?
Yeah, I think I had the same game plan as Oregon did. Great first half, and I left at halftime. I think the football team did, too. It's like, all right, see you later. It's fun party. See you in Miami.
Yeah, they went in at halftime.
Hey, all right, boys, Christmas time. Let's hang out. Put our feet up, have a nice little relaxing second half. I'm listening on the broadcast on my drive home. It was great. Great little Saturday.
Man, why don't you play up to a standard?
Hey, damn it. Do it. Four quarters. Four quarters of football.
Tell you right now, that defense is going to get shredded
That's
in this
right.
playoff.
It's all over, baby. They're going to get killed by Texas Tech, man. I'm actually really glad that that happened so I don't have to deal with 2 weeks of, like, if that game would have gone the way that it looked like it was going to go
at halftime.
If it was
Tulane Ole Miss.
Let's say the second half carbon copy of the first half.
Sure.
And it's like 68-10 or whatever, 68-9. Everybody for the next 2 weeks is going to talk about my team winning a title and they're going to kill Texas Tech. I'm glad that there's a little bit of murkiness now.
You know what is funny about that is I went to the same website in two different days, and the first day it was Oregon not playing to the standard of Dan Lanning.
Yes, what is happening here?
And we'll get to that audio today, and it was basically Lanning like, yo, second half unacceptable, we have a standard here, Dante Moore's like, our coach is a psycho, but we won the game.
Right.
And then maybe a few hours later the next day, article, have we been overlooking Oregon?
Ooh,
and I'm like,
oh, we've already come full circle again?
Which is it?
Not a standard, and now we're overlooking them?
Disappointing or overlooked?
They're going to win it all. They're going to lose to Texas Tech.
I have no clue.
I don't know, man, but it was fun. It was a fun little weekend. First half was great. A lot of sports on this weekend. I'm glad we contemplated not doing a show today, and then I was sitting around yesterday putting some notes together, and I'm like, man, I'm glad we're doing a show today. There's a lot to talk about.
There is a ton to talk about.
It's a little bit of a jam-packed Monday, if you will.
I'm going to ask you, gents, very simply,
yes.
Max Brosmer, Jared Goff, or literally the NBA?
Look, I'm not just saying this to make you happy. This is not a Christmas present.
What's the name of that Chiefs quarterback now? That
who they got now?
Okawalu.
Yeah.
Okadalu.
Sure. Him. Yeah.
Or Bo Nix.
Or
NBA.
I will be watching the NBA on Christmas Day.
There is no reason to watch the NFL on Christmas.
No. There's no reason whatsoever. Nope. This is one of the worst. They have to feel right now the way that TNT felt this weekend airing college football playoff games. Oof. Like, wait a minute, what? This is what we get. Wait, so you get to keep Miami and A&M, which is 10-3, and Bama and Oklahoma, which are down by 17. It comes down to the wire. Great game. And we get this? This is what we're broadcasting?
I hope that check ESPN passed off to him was worth it. Because ESPN produced the whole, it was all ESPN.
All ESPN produced.
Because you had Tessitore and Palmer.
Other than the pre and post. It was funny walking around pregame. We got done and I'm looking over and I'm like, is that Takeo Spikes?
It was really odd.
Takeo Spikes is in Eugene right now?
Is that ESPN? Adam
Champ Bailey? What is Champ Bailey doing here?
Like, were they in Eugene? Yeah. I thought this was an ESPN broadcasted game on TNT. Yeah.
So the broadcasters during the game were ESPN, but they got to do all the surrounding stuff. Yeah. It did take me a second to identify Victor Cruz in person. I will admit to you.
Really?
It did for take a second.
The Salsa
King. It's just been a while. Yeah. Champ Bailey was easy. Takeo Spikes randomly was easy.
So
I don't know why.
So you saw them on the sideline for the game?
So they walked out. Yeah, they came down. I was basically leaving the field, you know, right before kickoff,
did
and
you,
they walked down.
Did you talk to them?
I did not talk to them, no. I was getting up to my seat. The game was about to kick off. They were coming down on the field, and I was heading up to the box.
Champ Bailey would have been cool.
I'm glad that I hustled because I literally sat down in my press box because I was waiting for the team to run out. It's kind of fun. Be down there, feel the vibe, and then, all right, let's head on up. By the time I sat down in my seat was literally the completion for a touchdown to Jamar Johnson.
Yeah.
That's how long it took me.
That was
how
a heck of a
quickly
crash,
they scored, and I'm like, oh, all right. Thanks for coming.
Could you help us who weren't there? And yeah. I didn't think the TV cameras did a very good job.
Sure. What do you need?
Are we confirming yay or nay, sellout or Swag was right?
It was interesting. Not a sellout. Not a sellout. But it was about, it was 96%.
So you'd see a couple of
little pockets up
in the corners. So you know where the press box is. The press box side is the visitor sideline for Odson. And if you look down, you know, top right, kind of where it goes up, just above the club level or to the side of the club level, few rows up there. And then over on the other side, there was the JMU fan section and their band was up there. There was a couple of empty, I don't know if those were our seats or their seats. I don't know how that works. Outside of that, dude, it was.
Yeah.
I was worried. We got down there and the tailgate lots were about as empty as you would imagine for a 4:30 kick. By the time we got there, and that was a what's going on here? And then there was an S ton of JMU fans there. Like none of them have anywhere to go when they're in town, so they just kind of loiter around the stadium. So it's a little misleading for us because we just keep seeing JMU fans walk by. Every single one of them, by the way, was hammered off their ass talking S, which
good
was
for
hilarious.
Them.
People walking by like, hey, how much you guys beat Old Dominion by, huh? Huh? You guys didn't even play Old Dominion this year. And after a while, you're like, I can't wait to kick these people in the face because I know it's going to happen. But great for you. You're living it up and enjoying the moment. Ton of JMU fans, very concerned. And then I got into the stadium and it was like, all right, Odson brought it. So all the fears, both ended up being true. It wasn't a 100% sellout, but the crowd was outstanding for a 4:30 kick against JMU.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like, TNT got the shaft, but I had a hard time not blaming Duck Fan for not wanting to shell out top dollar. I know those tickets dropped by the day, but
I think there was a late arriving crowd of people waiting, which is the right move because we were on 6 hours for the game and we looked on Ticketmaster and you could get in the door for less than $50.
I'm guessing a lot of people wanted to watch the first game, too.
Yeah, maybe you want to see the 9 a.m. game.
The 9 a.m. game, and then
for the tailgate crowd, it just kind of came down late.
Bolting at noon
it was cold as balls, too, so if you don't want to hang out in a parking lot for 4 hours, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I had a decent amount of people telling me how many JMU fans they were randomly seeing in the wild.
Dude, they were all over the place.
They were like, JMU fans over there in Portland, JMU fans in Southeast. I'm like, yeah, I mean, they're in town.
Well,
this is the biggest game ever in the history of their pro. They're in the college football playoffs.
I've made the decision. Easy to say this on the air, and I've said this many a time and not followed through. If Oregon State ever does punch the ticket as a group of six,
you're going to go no matter where it is?
I think I'm going to make a solid-ass effort. Yeah. Because, like, again,
Athens, Georgia, round one.
I mean,
what the hell? Let's do it.
I've always wanted to go to Atlanta anyway.
So go see a game in SEC
Lemon
country.
Pepper wings. Fat asses in football. Let's go.
Hot chicken.
I'm all in. Yeah, hot chicken. I'm all in.
It's chicken.
It's chicken.
That's why I'm here. I'm here for the chicken.
So I don't blame them for showing up and then getting hammered and talking a little less. I mean, it's
that's
great.
The fun of football, right? Yeah. Like, they got nothing to lose. They're just there having a good time. The fact that I think it was just hard for a lot of them to wrap their heads around. Like, we were playing Colgate 4 years ago. And now this is where we're at.
It's pretty crazy.
And it's, wait, what? What is happening here? Now, it led to just a nauseating debate. Part of me was glad I was at the game because I'm not on social media when I'm at a game. You're just kind of hanging out watching.
Yeah.
And then I drive home, and I get home basically as the game is kind of wrapping up. That's when I arrive back. And then I start perusing social media to see, all right, what did I miss? What's been going on? And I'm like, oh, this debate's been happening all night, huh? Get these teams out of the playoff. They don't belong in the playoff.
I mean,
why there's blowouts? Why is the group of five? It's just, I'm glad I got to avoid all of that
people,
in real time.
People wrote those tweets on Wednesday last week they had a time section stamp to post that.
Send.
I mean, yeah, but we kind of knew it. But like, also, I'm not going to act like some of these group of four or power four teams haven't gotten blown out in these playoff games.
No,
either.
Yeah.
My team was down 34-0 the last time we played a playoff game in the first half.
Yeah. The Tulane Ole Miss one was rough. Like, if that had more than 3 million people watching, you have a disease.
That's when I went out and ran errands.
Yeah, that's like, when you turn that off. I can't remember what the
midway
score was.
Midway through the second quarter, I'm like,
it's over.
They scored on their first two drives of the game. They're up 14-0. You're like, all right.
Yeah.
Tulane hung around after that. They defensively kind of kept them in the game a bit.
A couple interesting big plays.
There was never a threat that they were going to win that game. After the opening two drives, you're like, all right, don't need to watch anything else.
And I know we'll get into Oregon, and we'll talk about how imperfect Oregon was and how the second half they got dominated.
Dominated by JMU.
But also Oregon, JMU, same thing. It's like first five drives, 17 yards per play, touchdowns. Okay, see you later.
Don't need to watch any more than that. And the NFL game on Saturday night was delightful. And so people who are complaining about it, I would just tell you, just flip over. Watch the Packers blow a lead against the Bears and have them come back and throw a walk-off tut in overtime.
Hey, good teams win. Great teams cover. That JMU team, great team.
Great team.
That's a great team right there.
I did think to myself, as they got the ball on the 2-yard line down by, 24? I can't remember whatever the score was. Thinking to myself, are they about to go on a 98-yard death march and backdoor cover the spread? And they went on a 98-yard death march and backdoored that spread.
Yeah, I mean,
that is a brutal backdoor for any Oregon bettors this weekend.
I'll say this. I was sitting in like a sports Valhalla of, I went out to dinner Saturday night, and so the wife's like, are you good to go? And I was like, the Ducks score was what it was.
Right.
Yeah. Packer-Bear game is Packer-Bearing, right? It's slow. It's ugly. But, like, they're not out of it yet, and love is out.
Right.
And I go, you know what? If we go to the right place, I'm in. So I had on my phone, I had the Duck-JMU game. We got to this pizza joint that was like a pub, packed with Duck fans.
There you go.
Sat in the perfect spot of Bear-Packer right in front of me.
Oh, there you go.
On my phone, looking down, JMU, Oregon, and to my left, the Blazer-King game, which I didn't pay much attention to, was on as well. So I'm like sitting here, and I got everything, and I'm like, this is great.
We got the Blazers on a heater.
Dad's happy right now. We're feeling fantastic, man.
It was a perfect spot, man. It really was.
I just, for that game to be great on Saturday night was great for football fans, because you got something at least in the back half of the day. The takeaway from this weekend for everybody should have been, man, we got the two games that we thought could be competitive and good,
really good
were really good, entertaining, competitive games. They kept you around the entirety
of
the
match. Well, one was competitive. I don't know if we would classify good.
Like, sure, not a beautifully played football game, but it's like, they miss a kick. It was 3-3, and then they scored. And then, they're all the way down there inside the 10-yard line. You're like, is this game going overtime? No, it's not. So, like, those were the two games that you needed to be good this weekend.
And they were.
If they would have been blowouts, the whole weekend would have been a complete wash. It would have sucked.
Yeah.
Similar to last year in the first round of the playoff.
Mm-hmm.
2-for-4 is all you could hope for this weekend, and you got 2-for-4.
I think 2-for-4 almost every year in the 12-team format is all we're going to get.
And now we get quarterfinal games that should all be very awesome.
Great quarterfinal
awesome
games.
Awesome matchups with interesting storylines.
Between Oregon and Texas Tech. Indiana 6.5-point favorite, Georgia 7-point favorite, Ohio State 10-point
favorite. I think there's only one game of the quarterfinal, and we'll get into all of this today, that I would look at and say, I don't have a lot of confidence that it's going to be close, but I think it starts out and it's close for a minute until the better team pulls away.
Okay.
And I think that's a fairly obvious game to point out.
Yeah.
All the other ones, like, dude, I don't think that Bama team is that great, but also, like, Oregon and Ohio State. Indiana's been a little tested. but Bama has the talent profile here where you're like, maybe
they
this
can give
is,
you problems.
Yeah, like this is going to rival. I don't know where they're at in composite with Oregon and Bama right now, so I'm just kind of guessing.
Well, from a talent composite standpoint, Indiana's maybe the worst team left in the playoffs.
Well, but like,
which is weird because I they're meant, clearly not.
I meant from who Indiana's faced.
Oh, yeah.
It's Ohio State probably, and I think Oregon's probably just a little below Bama in talent composite, right?
I would imagine so, yeah.
That's fair. So this is something that you either haven't faced all year or it's as good as you faced with maybe better quarterback play.
Very well could be.
So
That's why it's a juicy matchup.
I'm fascinated, and I actually had regret. I was laughing when they were down 17-0 and then watched the comeback with everybody, and then I thought, I'm jealous of Dirt. He picked the upset, and
I
wish I would have fallen through because there is something about that matchup that makes me want to take Bama.
I wasn't feeling great when it was 17-0, though. It's like, what the hell's happening here? That's the same team we saw in the SEC title game. Why did I trust Alabama?
What was the emotion here? We'll start, but I want to ask you guys this. What was the higher emotion? The anger and vitriol of Bama fan down 17-0 or the happiness and joy of Michigan fan Bama down 17-0?
God. My favorite tweet of the weekend was Ari Wasserman sent out a tweet as Bama came back and then took the lead, and you're like, oh my God, they're going to do this. And it was the shooter McGavin staring at the putt that didn't go in or the Happy Gilmore putt that went in, and it was, this is Michigan's coaching search right now.
Yeah, that's what it
felt
like.
Because if that game continued the way that it was going to, you know everybody in Ann Arbor thought, this guy's going to get run out of town.
They would have helped him
killed.
Go to the airport.
You go ahead, buddy. Pack your bags. We'll send you to Ann Arbor. And then he wins, and like, no! It was right there. We had him. He was our guy.
Well, we got a lot to get to today. We're obviously fired up. It's our last show of the year.
Yes, it is.
This is it for us. We have our gift exchange. If you guys are new to the program, good morning.
Hello, everybody.
The last show of the year before Christmas, we do a gift exchange with each other. We each get each other a gift.
Yeah.
And so we'll do that probably in the final hour. And we'll have a lot of fun today. We'll get through all the football dealings. Let's get it going. Dirt and Sprague's good to be with you on this Monday on 105.1 The Fan.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. at DSW Stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, welcome back in. Happy holidays from Dirt and Sprague here, 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. We got a lot of college football we're going to dive into today, but I think we equally have as much NFL to talk about today.
Another juicy weekend in the National Football League.
The NFL has, I mean, I think it's been a great year from start to finish, but it's really, I feel like it's upped its game the last couple weeks.
Yeah, agree.
I feel like I've done this segment before, so apologies, but it's just wild to me that I'm waking up and I'm finishing Sunday Night Football and I'm like, Bo Nix, Trevor Lawrence, Drake May, or Aaron Rodgers, who's going to win the Super Bowl? And then I go down and I go, Sam Darnold, Caleb Williams, Bryce Young.
One of these guys going to do it.
Or Jalen Hurts, who wins the Super Bowl. And I'm just like,
who do you trust the most in the playoffs?
What?
What is happening right now?
It's insane.
It was a great weekend NFL football. Again, it has been. I mean, it kind of started on Saturday night, right? Not a lot of intrigue in the Eagle-Commie game. I didn't go back and watch any of that. I was down in Eugene, and I'm like, nah, that one's not worth it. But I did go back and watch the Packer-Bear game late Saturday night after I got back. That game was awesome all the way to the Ravens seemingly having their boot on the neck of the New England Patriots, and then Lamar goes down, and then for some reason we're not playing Derrick Henry anymore, and poof, there goes your lead, and all of a sudden New England storms back and gets a massive win. It was a great weekend.
I actually want to start with a thing that I still have not, it's still a little confusing for me, and I want to know if you guys are also going to admit out loud it's confusing to you too. The end of the Steeler-Lion game was so nuts to me. So, one, we have an OPI on what looks like a play that every receiver makes on every route they run where there's a little push-off, but it's not like...
Especially,
way egregious.
Yeah. And the second one, by the way, on the drive, because they had the touchdown initially wiped off on what was clearly a pick, but everybody does that around the goal line.
Right. So, you have a pick play, and then you get the Amon-Ra St. Brown push-off OPI call, but he catches it short of the goal line. Falls back, tosses to Goff. Goff grabs the ball, dives into the end zone, but there's a flag on the play, and now we need to meet for 5 minutes. Penalty on the Lions, but they scored a touchdown. But the game is over. Was anybody else, like, I know the game can't technically end on a defensive penalty.
It can end on an offensive penalty.
Yeah.
But he scored.
But it's an offensive penalty, so the play's wiped out. Yeah, I know. The best part about it was...
It did to the Lions. Nobody knew that rule.
No. Well, I just assumed, because they said the game was over, and then I just thought to myself, like, that kind of makes sense, because it's an offensive penalty, and the clock expired.
I don't know why they bothered worrying about the outcome of the play when they had the penalty. If the penalty, everybody agreed...
And the clock is at zero.
I think it confused the officials. I think that's what the meeting was about, is, wait, what happens here? They scored, but it's a penalty on them.
You don't see... I mean, that's maybe the first time I've ever seen that in my life.
That's three days after a two-point conversion we've never seen in our life.
Because you'll see that sometimes at the end of a half where
there was a hold or there was something that happened.
You're doing that where you're trying to kick a field goal at the end of a half, but somebody moved. It's a false start. The clock runs out. Or it's a 10-second runoff of the penalty.
That's a little different, though, than what this was.
Well, but it's the same rule that applies.
I know,
but they should have also blown the whistle because his forward momentum, like, to allow the pitch play and the play to continue. Like, the play was done. He was bottled up.
Oh,
there
I don't
was, like,
disagree
six
with that.
Guys, like, how do you know that's forward
but
progress?
But they didn't.
But they didn't, and then they let him score. The funniest part about it was twofold. One, Tony Romo immediately going, this one's on you, Jim. I don't know. A lot going on.
Dude.
He immediately was just like, I don't know what's happening.
So bad on that game.
Toss it to Gene. Gene, I need some help.
I can't remember exactly what it was. It was something like, this is a big second down, and Jim was like, it's third, Tony. And he's like, third down, you know, Jim.
You know what I'm talking about,
and I'm
Jim.
Like, dude, are you watching the game?
No.
Some more eggnog
Tony,
there, Romo.
Tony, are we there? Are we there?
What are we doing over here?
And then it was the official announcing what was transpiring in the crowd for maybe a second and a half thinking that they had won the game.
Because he said
the
touchdown
was good. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. The game is
the
over.
The game is over.
I don't know why you would say all of that. It just...
Right.
Call the penalty.
The clock hits
over.
Zero. There's an offensive penalty. Man. The touchdown is nullified. The game is over. That's all you got to say. It just was. That was a bonkers way, especially considering what it then ended up meaning with New England winning and what it meant for the Lions playoff chances. Like, there was a lot on the line for those
there's
two teams in that game.
Tonight, depending on what the Colts do.
By the way, don't overlook the idea. I thought in my head, because the Lions losing helps my team clinch a playoff spot. A few teams clinched yesterday because the Lions lost.
Poor Lions, man. I thought back to the quote from Dan Campbell. I'll never forget him, and I always appreciate the honesty, and we don't know where they're going to go in years to come, but when they lost to the Niners in the NFC title game, do you remember what he said after the game?
You don't know if you're ever going to be back here.
He was like, this might be our only shot.
Yeah. Well, that's just what the NFL
is.
That's
the reality of it, because we always do, well, they're ascending, and they're going to be back next year. And he had the wherewithal to say, man, that hurts, because I don't know if we're ever going to be back
here. Well, so here's the pause point, right? Like, I'm not going to be surprised when the Lions don't make the playoffs. They've been too up and down. They've also been banged to hell. They lost three centers in that game.
I know, and their defense is hurt again.
Their secondary is shredded again due to injuries.
Right. This is their last two for the Packers. The Packers have to lose out, and the Lions have to win out.
Yes.
The Packers have Ravens and at Vikings.
Yeah, not easy.
And if those two teams still care about playing football, those are not easy football games, especially with the question mark of Jordan Love.
Well, the Ravens aren't dead yet. We'll be back. So the Ravens will definitely play.
I mean, they're on they're dead. They're one of those, like, the doctors haven't given up, but they're dead. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Dirt's doing the
right
thing.
We're giving one. We're giving them those. The nails are in the coffin. They just haven't been pounded all the way down yet.
Steelers will take care of their business.
Maybe give Derrick Henry a carry in the final 7 minutes of the game when nobody could tackle him. And maybe you win the game last night. That could have happened.
That's just insane to me. I don't... And I had the Patriots plus a three, and I'm
you're
like,
loving every second of it. This is great. They're coming back.
But, here we go. And then Lamar leaves, and I'm like, oh, this is great. And then Snoop Huntley throws a touchdown pass, and I'm like, all right, well, I guess it doesn't matter who's quarterbacking.
Look at that. All of a sudden, they're good with a backup quarterback now?
Just nuts, dude.
Very fitting for their season to potentially end that way, too, of like, hey, we're playing good. We got the lead. And then Lamar Jackson got hurt, and that's just been kind of the story of our entire season.
Yeah, it feels like this is it for Harbaugh. And maybe I'm just reading too hard into it because they're having a down year, but it just doesn't feel like he's coming back.
No, it does not. And if they miss the playoffs, it feels like a good time to, you know what? This isn't Vrabel in Tennessee. It's run its course. He's been there forever. Somebody will scoop him up. He'll get another job, a fresh start somewhere. Sometimes that's what you need. Bring in a new coach to work with Lamar. Maybe you can unlock a little bit more offensively. There's just, that seems like they're heading for a divorce.
Okay, so give me four quarterbacks amongst this group that I want you guys to tell me. If I put a poll question up.
Yes.
Which one shocks your system the most? Like, you will not process it. It may take years for you to process, okay?
Okay.
Your options are, I can only take four.
This is to win the Super Bowl?
That win the Super Bowl.
Win it all, okay.
Darnold, Caleb, Bryce Young, Drake May, Trevor Lawrence, Bo Nix.
Bryce Young.
That's
Bryce
six Young. Quarterbacks. Okay.
Bryce Young, I think, is the only one in there. Not to say that I wouldn't be surprised by some of them winning, but Bryce Young is the only one in there that would shock my system.
Yeah, he's the
only one?
That would, like, shock the system. Yeah, he's the only one.
So, one of these things is not like the other.
Like, Darnold, fair. I get it, but Seattle's defense, and I know they got shredded for the first three quarters on Thursday, but, like, them winning a Super Bowl, I don't think it's going to be... I don't think it'd be because of most of these quarterbacks if their team ends up winning. But he can get
Darnold
win a playoff
will go
game.
Into the Trent Dilfer category.
Yeah, like, all right, that was a good team around him. JSN went off in a big game. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Seattle won a Super Bowl. Okay. Trevor Lawrence is playing outstanding football.
He's playing phenomenal
football.
Are we
buying the Jags now? Are the Jags back?
I think I'm already, my Friday takes already spoiled milk.
Hey, they got me to 2-1 weekend.
They whooped their ass.
Dude, they controlled the entire game. It was a massive win for them. And Denver, a little bit of a hangover coming off the Green Bay game. Like, he's playing at a really high level right now. And so while it would have been surprising to say in August, I've seen this kind of crescendo up from the Jags, similar to some of the, like, Bryce, if the Carolina Panthers win the Super Bowl this year, it's not even necessarily a Bryce Young thing. It's mainly like the porn coach in a 5'5" quarterback. That's your championship team out of the NFC.
Here's my only rebuttal to that, because your point on, like, complete team is valid. What I do in these moments is I don't dismiss the idea of how good the collective is, but I go back and I think, what's the take on just the player? And so, like, my Bryce Young, I probably picked Bryce Young because I couldn't be more out on a quarterback being called a franchise quarterback.
Even if they win the Super Bowl, he's still not a franchise quarterback.
I also said Bo Nix is a long-term backup guy who I don't believe is a franchise quarterback, so I have to go back to that opinion. Trevor Lawrence, I literally gave up on Friday. And then if you want to go Darnold, I'm not going to act like saying Sam Darnold's going to win a Super Bowl as starting quarterback in the National Football League 2 years ago was not one of the dumbest takes you could possibly put on the internet. So
they're all shocking in that regard, for sure.
You have to go back to your opinions of each of the four that you choose.
Yeah.
But to your point, it's probably Bryce Young for most people. But Bo Nix in year two, Drake May in year two, and Lawrence this year winning, it's not that they wouldn't have deserved or earned. It's just...
Wow.
Who would have had that on the bingo card? Hey, the Patriots, you know how they won all the Super Bowls?
They're going to win another one.
In 2 years, they're going to get back and they're going to win the whole thing.
When was Brady's last year in New England, 2019?
18, 19, somewhere in there.
So we're going 19, on 6-ish years since he left, and they're already going to win another Super Bowl.
Hey, Bo Nix, the guy that fell of all the quarterbacks a little bit in the first round.
Check down Charlie's.
And then everybody criticized them for taking that pick. Hey, that guy's going to win the Super Bowl.
He's 35 years old, getting drafted. He's played 20 years of college football.
Hey, you know that Trevor Lawrence you watched last year be one of the worst quarterbacks in the National Football League?
He was so bad last year.
He's
going to
be the opposite. He's going to win the Super Bowl.
So bad last year, man.
I think it's nuts. Yeah. I think it's fun, but it's nuts, and none of it makes sense, but also, like, man, there's a lot to get into with all these teams.
There really is. Caleb, we didn't even mention there much, too.
Oh, like, I mean, he's another one.
That win for them on Saturday night, I was so happy for Bears fans. And I've had my takes on the Bears this year. And I've had some fun with them. And he wasn't great offensively. That was an ugly game for 87% of it.
Yeah.
But for them to win that game, I don't care if Malik Willis was a quarterback in the back half. He put up more production than Jordan Love did when he was out there. That felt like an exorcism that they've been waiting a long time for a win like that.
Jim Carrey,
like, the devil's out of the body now. Like, we finally did it. And it's a walk off tud, and he makes a perfect throw. Like, I'm genuinely happy for Bears fans, man.
Let's talk about that game. I thought that was a tremendous football game. We'll talk about the Bears Packers coming up next. All right. Well, Bears Packers was the primetime Saturday night game, and boy, was it a doozy in Chicago. It looked freezing cold. Bears-Packers playing for possibly the division. We'll see where it goes from here, but it's getting close to the end of the regular season.
Yeah, Bears still have a hard schedule left. They got to go to San Francisco and then Detroit in the final week.
And if the Niners beat the Colts, the Niners are still playing for the one seed, so that game's going to be incredibly difficult. But every week, it seems like we all kind of say, well, here come the Bears becoming the Bears.
Yeah.
And then they win the game. Coincidentally, the place I was at watching Oregon JMU on my phone, Bears Packers on TV, and Blazers Kings, across from us was hammered off his ass Bears fan.
Yeah.
With, I think, father-in-law Packer fan who didn't seem as hammered.
Oh.
And so that was a loud, awkward, a little uncomfortable. What's going on here?
I want to cheer for my team, but I also don't want to piss off father-in-law.
No, he didn't care. He was all in father-in-law's kitchen about them not getting the onside kick, which was just, how many times do we even see that anymore? Because they have to declare they're doing an onside kick.
How many, honestly, have we seen recovered this year?
I've seen two that I can recall off the top of my head.
Because that was the first one. Because I wasn't watching live. I was at the Oregon, driving home. And then I see what happened. And I go back and watch. And I'm thinking to myself in real time, like, how the hell did the Bears, they were down by 10? How the hell did they pull that off? Like 2 minutes ago. Because that was the last time I checked the score. And then I saw that they got the onside kick. Watch it when I got back. And I honestly thought to myself, I don't think in all the NFL football I've watched this year that I remember a team covering an onside kick.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's two that I've seen. And you're going to say, well, who's the other one? And I'm going to go, I don't remember, but I know. I've seen at least two this year.
I'll Google how many successful onside kicks.
I think it's
been
like four or five total.
When you name the one I saw, I'm going to go, oh, that's the one. But I know I've seen two counting that one.
Okay.
Anyways, so in this game, Jordan Love and the Packers, it's an ugly, low-scoring affair, right? Final was 22-16, for God's sakes.
Yes.
Jordan Love gets knocked out of the game. And I text in the group chat, and I forgot that you weren't home yet. But look, I don't want to see Jordan Love miss time. I don't see any player get hurt. Also, I hate that we're calling that roughing the passer.
Yeah.
He is crouching down. He's putting his head. Like, what is the defensive player to do there?
There's nothing.
Because if he goes low, he's going to get flagged for hitting below the knees.
Yeah.
If he doesn't in that split second time put a shoulder into it, like, what are you supposed to do when the quarterback bends down and then puts his helmet into you?
Yeah.
Like, we need to have a little context with that call. Anyways, Love is knocked out of the game. It doesn't matter. Malik Willis comes in, and clearly the Bears were not prepared at all for Malik Willis.
No. Nope.
The RPOs were working. He was fine with his arm. Packers are up. And then here come Caleb and the Bears. And they roar back. They need an onside kick. They get it. They tie the game. They go to overtime. Green Bay gives the ball back. Chicago gets it. And Caleb Love, the rest is history to DJ Moore.
Unbelievable throw.
Walk off. And I'm going to tell you this, because I disagree with something you said there.
Mm-hmm.
From a statistical standpoint, you're not all the way wrong, right? Like, it took them a long time to get going. They scored 19 points in the fourth quarter in overtime. So they had zero in the first half. They had three in the third quarter. His numbers aren't even the most amazing numbers of the weekend. But I actually thought Ben Johnson had horrific play calls at the worst possible time. And I'm going to give you a take. I thought Caleb played fantastic. Mm-hmm. I thought he overcame circumstance. I thought he had to overcome being pressured a lot.
Yeah.
And I thought that was one of his best games. And then it was capped off with just a perfect drop in the basket throw to a great catch by DJ Moore.
Well, and it wasn't like they were going three and out on every drive, too. Like, they were moving it at times. It just wasn't equating in a lot of points. And I'm with you. I think the scary thing about Chicago, and you could say this about a lot of teams that are going to the playoffs, because as we mentioned in the open, there's a lot of teams that haven't done it yet and that are like, hey, what's the legacy play here in the postseason? Like, who's going to be the guy that makes the play? And then we look at their career totally differently than we would have, because there's a bit of an opening right now in the AFC and the NFC, I think, on each side. There's not a juggernaut that nobody can get through. The scary thing about Chicago is winning games like that gives you a tremendous amount of confidence and finding ways. They did it in Philly on Black Friday. You know, it hasn't been perfect all season long. They've had to eke out some wins against bad teams, but in a moment when you're down at home and you're seeing the division slip away and the starting quarterback on the other team is out, that would have been a devastating loss for them because they felt like this is our opportunity, especially when Love went out. And I agree with everything you said on the Love hit. There's nothing a defender can do. The NFL does not know how to officiate these plays. There was one last night on Huntley where there was a slight helmet-to-helmet knock, and you're like, wait a minute, what are we doing here?
I hate that.
It drives me nuts. It's ridiculous, and it's a horrible thing that's happening in football. But for them to find their way back, yeah, the odds aren't in your favor when you need an onside kick. I think to the point you were making, only five in the NFL all season. Five out of 44 attempts. Mm-hmm. It was four out of 47 before week 16. So you're looking at a 4% chance in order to get it. But once they did, they took advantage of it. And then Caleb Williams shows you from time to time how special he is with throws that he can make that are unique. There's not a lot of guys in the NFL that can make a throw like that. And it was perfect on the money. Walk-off touchdown. They're running around with cheese graters on their head. You see Caleb Williams showed
so
up
good.
To a community event yesterday and he was like handing out meals or something for the holidays. And he was wearing this giant cheese grater on his head. Like, they've been waiting a long time. That we gave you the stat on Friday. I think they had lost like 19 out of 21 or whatever it was to Green Bay, and Aaron Rodgers was their daddy. And so they desperately needed that win, lost in close fashion the first time in Lambeau. I thought Caleb was outstanding this weekend. It's not always just about points. It's not always just about numbers. It's how do you manage the game? How do you handle pressure? How do you overcome mistakes? And he was outstanding on Saturday
I just
night.
Thought there were too many possessions where his coach would be like, okay, I'm going to run here, get nothing. Okay, I'm going to run again, get nothing. And now we're dealing with a
run around on third and long and try and make a play,
it's
Caleb.
Like, oh, it's
not
third
an easy
and
thing
12
to do.
Again. It's like, yeah, because we're just doing stupid back-to-back play calls. I really thought he played a great game despite maybe the numbers not being perfect. They have the Niners and the Lions. I if they end up doing this, you guys should both absolutely, and you'll have every right to, shame me of flipping on my Bears winning the division. I got killed on the internet for that take.
You did, yeah.
I had people laughing at that take.
They did.
They clinched a playoff spot yesterday, and you don't know what the Lions are going to do, but there was a real feel going into Saturday like, dude, we lose this game, we might not just lose the division. We could be out of the playoff race.
Yes.
And the Lions losing at home clinched a playoff spot, so at least the Bears making the playoffs is going to happen. It's just a matter of how do they play at San Francisco and how do they play at the end of the year against Detroit. Is Detroit eliminated? Because if they are, what Detroit are you going to get?
Exactly.
Is it a mash unit or is it a let's spoil the division for Detroit or for Chicago, excuse me. And then Green Bay has not an easy task at all either. But I thought that was an incredible game, incredible scene at Chicago.
Yeah.
And you talk about exercising demons. I agree. I thought that just... It felt bigger than just a big divisional win. It was like, that team has owned us.
Yes. And the way they lost the first time, where you're down big, you come all the way back.
Yes.
Caleb throws the pick in the end zone, and you're like, dude, we were right. You almost had it, and then they finally got that monkey off.
And they dominated you for most of that game.
Yes, they did.
And you came back, and you had some stuff happen that statistically just doesn't happen, and here you go. You win a game and walk off fashion in overtime. Great football game.
Give me a home playoff game at Soldier Field.
I'm with you 100%.
I'm here for the theater of that. It'll be great.
A couple other NFL dealings. We're going to have to carry over NFL at some point. We'll get to college in the Oregon Ducks JMU game starting at 7. We got Jorgie at 7:30. Dern Sprague back with a little more NFL chatter on the Fan.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We'll get into Oregon JMU, the playoff game that happened this weekend. Oregon didn't play up to the Dan Lanning standard.
Time to panic, everybody.
It is absolutely time to panic. Texas Tech's going to shred your defense in the quarterfinal. That's what I was told.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
It is our gift exchange day. It's our last day of the year. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays.
Ho, ho, ho. Well, last day for you. I'll be here on New Year's Eve.
What?
Look at you taking 2 weeks off. Yeah, I'm here on New Year's Eve. Not in the morning, in the afternoon.
What?
You get afternoon dirt on New Year's. Yeah, me, Anthony, and Suk are doing a 3-hour specialty show on New Year's Eve. 1 to 4 p.m., baby. Football bonanza.
Getting
leading into
the
Orange Bowl.
Football playoff.
College football quarterfinals the day before the eve of the Orange Bowl kickoff.
You getting extra money for that one?
I'm getting paid extra money for that one.
Are you really?
Yeah, an extra 100 grand. They slipped it in. It's a bonus check.
They just slipped in 100 grand,
it's just 100 grand. Here you go. Okay. Bonus check.
I'm
no
happy
big
you're
deal.
Getting that dough, Ray.
No big deal, dude.
Probably giving that company a free work time.
I'll be here tomorrow.
Swag's not going anywhere. Swag will be here all the time. So. Yeah. It's only your last show of the year, Bob. See you on the second. Enjoy
don't
your
act like you're
vacation.
Not going to be gone for like 8 days.
Is that putting your feet up? You're going to go live on a beach, drink some pina coladas? Must be nice. Some of us grind around here, Sprague.
I have to make a PowerPoint, actually. I'm not going to be on a beach.
What you got a PowerPoint for?
One of my wife's side of the family, we're getting together for Christmas Eve. My niece is graduating high school.
Uh-huh. It's a big deal.
And she wants to do a senior trip.
Okay.
She doesn't know where she wants to go, and so we as a family have been giving her like 80 different ideas, right? Everybody's throwing, hey, you should go here. We'll just go here.
Yeah.
And basically, we have to make a PowerPoint per family, 1 to 4 of them, and give slides and explanations of why we want to go to X destination.
Oh, that's
to
try a fun
to
little
sway
project.
Her.
Yeah, here's our argument.
It is a fun project, unless you don't know how to use PowerPoint.
That's true. I've made one since college. It's been a long time.
It's been a very long time since I've used a PowerPoint.
What are the spots that you're going to be campaigning for?
Well, since she doesn't listen and there's no way she's awake right now, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Absolutely Hawaii.
Hawaii's got to be on there.
And now I'm leaning Kauai because I've never been Kauai.
Kauai's beautiful.
But I've also heard it's windier there.
Yeah.
It's more jungly. Yeah, it depends when you go.
That's where they filmed Jurassic Park. The jungles are badass.
There's also a tube slide, like you get on a, or not tube slide, but you get on a tube and they made these river canals once upon a time for transporting goods. And they built little tunnels throughout, and you have to put a flashlight on, and you're on a tube, and you're just on this random river.
There we go.
That's pretty badass.
It looked pretty cool.
Okay.
I've heard the Big Island's kind of fun, too.
The Big Island?
You've got the volcano.
Yeah.
But there's also a lot more hiking, exploring the coffee. That's where the coffee is grown.
Yeah.
Let me give you a hot take. Volcanoes, overrated.
Well, as somebody who's been to the Big Island and who has seen the volcano, agree.
What's the one in Maui? I went to that one.
Haleakala.
Overrated.
Once you see them, you're like, okay, that's lava. Well, all right, you know.
Big old, that one's not active.
No,
that
that's not active
dormant.
Like the Big Island one. Yeah, sure. I know. But still, it's like you get up there, it takes you forever to get up there, and you're like.
I remember driving around the first time we got there, and it's just all like black around because it's all,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. You're where's my palm trees at?
There's only one road to it, the Road to Hana, and it takes 9 hours if you're going
to. Dude, Road to Hana is an all day. You're losing an entire day doing that.
Yeah. I'm not doing that. If I'm in Hawaii, that's not a part of my trip.
So I'm thinking about that. Okay. The other one I was thinking about, New York.
Yeah.
Which the daughter wants to do that one, so East Coast trip.
You guys have never been.
I'm thinking about throwing in Lake Chelan.
Lake Chelan's a good time. I've been to Lake Chelan.
Kind of keeping it a little closer, maybe a little
drivable, a little bit cheaper.
What is the goal of the senior trip? To just...
Just a trip in general?
Well, she's it and chill or adventure?
She demands a body of water to swim in. It could be a lake, could be ocean, could be a swimming pool at a B&B.
The Hudson New York River's not high on that list.
Well, but if you stay somewhere with a pool indoors...
Yeah, that's true. Okay. You find a hotel with a pool.
Right? So you could do that. She's a big, active... Like, she loves hikes. So all these places have...
Yeah.
In New York, you're not hiking, but you're walking all day.
You're walking right
to this subway station, to that one, to this train station. Yeah, I mean, you're constantly on the move.
Yeah. So when I get off of the air today, I got to go home. I got to do some gift stuff, and then I got to start making a PowerPoint.
Better get that PowerPoint put together, buddy.
I know.
So is that being presented Christmas night, Christmas
Christmas
Eve?
Christmas Eve, yeah. We're all going to have our presentations.
Stand up, put the spotlight on you. All right, here's what we're arguing for. Here are your destination options.
Her father's going to get in the way of my Hawaii recommendation because he's super anti-go somewhere else during summer months guy.
Oh.
But as my presentation will show, our Junes actually suck.
June's
Well, and if she's a senior, don't they get out pretty early? Isn't there like aren't seniors done in like May?
Mid-June.
Is that when it is? Okay.
Yeah. College, it's basically May.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Usually
college,
end of May, you're done with classes, and then you have like a week of making sure all your stuff's buttoned up before commencement.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if I can do a good enough job showing what the average temp and weather's been like the last couple of years in June.
You got to look. We need numbers here to back up your argument.
It's not been. Do you guys agree? Like, I feel like our Junes are
hit and miss.
Some years you got it great, and some years it's like, why is it still raining?
I feel like you sprinkle in a nice day, and then I sprinkle in 60 degrees in rain, and you're like, what's going on here?
Out of nowhere. Happens to be the one day you're golfing. You're like, dude, it was 87 yesterday.
It's still spring. It's still technically spring, especially early in June.
Right. Yeah. July, mid-July to October. Mid-October is our summer.
I get the point, though. I'm kind of that way with a tropical vacation. Like, I'd prefer to do it in a time when you're looking to get out of the weather. Like, if you're going to go somewhere, that's the preference.
Right now, it's flooding,
right? I've also been to Hawaii. Ironically, my high school graduation trip, we had one, and I went to Hawaii. And we brought other family was there. It was great. We went to Kauai, of all the places, and it was a wonderful time.
I just like, is there ever a bad time to be in Hawaii?
There's never a bad time to be in Hawaii.
No, there isn't.
Breaking news this morning.
Yeah.
On December 22nd. No bad time.
More at 11. didn't get to the NFL thing I wanted to get to, which is, which team right now do you think is feeling the best about the current NFL standings, knowing that we still have a lot unfolded? We'll get to that. We'll get to some more NFL. But we need to also get to college.
Let's do it.
We got Jorgie at 7:30. Oregon not playing up to the Dan Lanning standard against JMU. Kalen DeBoer in Alabama down 17-0. That was nuts. The ugliest, worst, great football game of all time at Texas A&M. We have a lot to get to. Hour number two, we kick it off with Duck JMU conversation. Dirt and Sprague 105.1 The Fan.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it.
With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.